Our final presenter this morning is Alberto Tim. He has recently changed his responsibilities. For a number of years, he has been professor of historical theology at Brazil University Center and also director of the Ellen G. White Research Center in Brazil. He has is currently now become the rector of the Latin American Adventist Theological Seminary, which is actually a multi-campus university with about seven different campuses. The rectory is located at the division office. He also remains as Spirit of Prophecy coordinator for the South American division, headquartered at Brasilia, in Brasilia, Brazil. Dr. Tim's paper this morning is titled Questions on Doctrine, History, and Impact in the South American Division. Welcome, Dr. Tim.
Before we start reading, I would just call your attention to a fact most of you know. The South American Division does not really cover all the countries of South America. So like Venezuela and Colombia and a few other ones are not part of the division itself. So my approach is specifically to the South American Division territory. Questions on doctrine, history, and impact in the South American Division. The production process and publication of the 720-page book, Seventh-day Adventist Answer Questions on Doctrine, popularly known just as Questions on Doctrine, generated much turbulence within the Seventh-day Adventist Church, especially in North America and Australia, and we could add New Zealand also. On one side, there was the administration of the General Conference, with special reference to its ministerial association, promoting the book enthusiastically within and outside the denomination. It is stated that General Conference President R.R. Figuer considered that publication as the most meaningful accomplishment of his administration, which lasted for 12 years. On the critical side, one finds, for instance, M.L. Andreessen blaming the book of apostasy from some Adventist pillar doctrines and suggesting that a General Conference president should be impeached. The Australian Robert D. Brinsmith also spread around many seeds of antagonism to the book and the leadership of the church. The critical side became so vociferous that the leadership of the denomination decided that the book, after having sold close to 150,000 copies, should be no longer be printed. Meanwhile, Questions on Doctrine was well accepted in the territory of the South American Division, where Andreessen's theology had already lost much of its power, and the above-mentioned criticisms were almost unknown. Interestingly, in 1960, when in North America, the English original of the book was already intentionally withdrawn from the press, in South America, versions of it in Portuguese and Spanish began to be published as article series. The present article deals specifically with the history and impact of Questions on Doctrine in South America, with special attention being given to its historical antecedents, the article series published in Portuguese and Spanish between 1960 and 1978, and its publication in book form in Spanish 1986, and later on in Portuguese 2007. Historical antecedents. The content of Questions on Doctrine reached the ministerial circles of the South American Division through the influence of the Ministerial Association of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Back in 1922, the Ministerial Commission was established at the headquarters of the denomination, having formed former General Conference President Arthur J. Daniels as its secretary. Shortly after, under the new name of Ministerial Association, its board was increased by the names of division-level administrators serving overseas, including one from the South American Division. As early as 1924, G.W. Westphal, Field Secretary of that division, became a member of the Advisory Council of the Association. And in the 1929 yearbook, he appears already as the Ministerial Secretary of that division. In 1930, South American Division President N.P. Nielsen himself accumulated the function. In 1938, the office was filled up by the division secretary, H.O. Olsen, while Nielsen still remained a member of the General Conference Ministerial Association. So, by working close to the administration of the divisions, the Ministerial Association received administrative support to carry on some of its major projects. The influence of the General Conference Ministerial Association on the world field increased significantly through the launching of Ministry Magazine in January 1928. But in its early days, the content of the magazine was largely circumscribed to the English reading segment of Adventist ministry. Trying to overcome the language barrier, the South American Division began to publish in 1933 El Predicador Adventista in Spanish, and 2 years later, O Pregador Adventista in Portuguese, which carried some articles translated from Ministry magazine and other ones written by local authors. In 1953, El Predicador Adventista was replaced by El Ministerio Adventista. And the next year, O Pregador Adventista became O Ministério Adventista. Besides the change of names, the actual size of both periodicals was enlarged considerably, allowing space for more and or larger articles. Even the content of a few major books was reprinted in those periodicals as article series. For example, the whole content of the first edition of Siegfried Horn and Lynn Wood's The Chronology of Ezra 7, published in English in 1953, appeared in the mid-1950s in both El Ministério Adventista e O Ministério Adventista. Noteworthy for the purpose of this present study is the fact that both periodicals carried between 1956 and 1959 several articles translated from Ministry magazine, much in line with the far larger forthcoming series from Questions on Doctrine. Of special significance was a compilation from Ellen G. White writings on Christ's place in the Godhead, which came out in both Portuguese and Spanish in November-December 1956. Another one on Christ's nature during the Incarnation, September 1956, which appeared in Spanish between November and December 1956 and January-February 1957 in those two issues. And in Portuguese in May-June 1957. And a third one, the Atonement, Atoning Sacrifice and Priestly Application. And you have the dates in parentheses. With much of its content published in Spanish between March, April, and July, August 1957. In addition, W.E. Reed's The Incarnation of the Son of Man and Roy Allen Anderson's God with Us, both published in English in April 1957, appeared in Portuguese and Spanish in November-December 1957. Anderson's ideas on the atonement contrasted, and atonement in Adventist theology were published also in Portuguese and Spanish. Thus, by publishing first some small compilations from Ellen White's writings, and later on a few additional articles by other authors, the editors of El Ministerio Adventista and O Ministerio Adventista prepared the way for the acceptance of the content of Questions on Doctrine. The positive attitude in South America towards Questions on Doctrine is well reflected in Arnaldo B. Cristianini's book review, published in January-February 1959, issue of the Brazilian O Ministerio Adventista. Let me just pause and say that Cristianini was probably the most outstanding written or writer from apologetic stand of view that the publishing house in Brazil had. Cristianini, an associate editor of the Brazilian Adventist Publishing House, stated that no Adventist denominational worker should miss reading this masterpiece, Questions on Doctrine, which is an authentic statement of faith intended to demonstrate the genuine evangelical nature of SDA beliefs. Planning to launch the book in which Adventist doctrine should be enunciated precisely, one of the largest Protestant publishers in the U.S. took the commendable initiative of visiting the headquarters of our denomination. For almost 2 years, the author, with other researchers, was in touch with our institutions, getting acquainted with our beliefs. The answers he received were brought together in this volume, the reading of which we recommend. It was prepared by a team of scholars from our ranks. It begins with a statement of our fundamental beliefs, followed by comparing our beliefs with those of other branches of the Christendom, our position on the Bible, and the reason of being of our distinctive beliefs. A valuable resource for the workers appears in the section on the heavenly sanctuary, the investigative judgment, the scapegoat, and the perceivably in the chapter Concepts of the Millennium. Chapter 44 provides a large listing of statements from non-Adventist authors about the state of the dead. This book cannot be missing in the library of any Adventist worker. Such endorsement was much in tune with a widespread positive advertisements Questions on Doctrine received since 1957 in both Ministry Magazine and the Review and Herald, which were regarded by many as the two most important official periodicals of the denomination. Furthermore, in the 1957 Annual Council of the General Conference Committee had approved a special plan by which a copy of the book should be, first, purchased by every Seventh-day Adventist family, second, displayed in each church library, third, placed in many public, college, and seminary libraries as possible, and fourth, presented to non-Adventist ministers who reside in the vicinity of our churches. With such a strong distribution program within the territory of the North American division, why could not the book, or at least its content, be made available also in other languages for the benefit of a much wider audience? Series in Portuguese in Spanish, 1960-1978. The whole advertising distribution program of Questions on Doctrine by the General Conference Ministerial Association and the Review and Herald Publishing Association helped to raise the interest of the book in many places of the world field, including the South American division, traditionally supportive of the leadership of the church. In February 1959, Enoch de Oliveira became ministerial secretary of that division, and he played a major role in getting started the long process of making the content of Questions on Doctrine available to the readers of O Ministério Adventista in Portuguese and El Ministério Adventista in Spanish. The January-February 1960 issue of each of these periodicals came off the press with the following note by de Oliveira. With the present issue, we begin a reproduction in chapters of the book Questions on, or Seventh-day Adventist Answer Questions on Doctrine, a praiseworthy accomplishment of the Review and Herald Publishing Association. This work is a convincing response to the questions formulated by some theologians representing other streams of religious thinking, eager to know the reasons of our faith. Prepared by a qualified group of Adventist scholars, in it one can find specific answers to 50 propositions about our beliefs and teachings. We are publishing it in O Ministério Adventista, moved by the desire of placing it in the hands of the readers, a material of incontestable value for the defense of the foundations of our faith. Enoch Oliveira. Under the title, Os Adventistas do Sétimo Dia Respondem à Pergunta sobre Doutrina, is the translation from the title of the book, the 85-part series in Portuguese run in O Ministério Adventista from January, February 1960 to March, April 1976. By and large, this series is more complete and precise than the Spanish one. Yet, there are some mistakes and suppressions in the series in Portuguese that cannot be overlooked. I will not read this part. There is a missing of a paragraphia, a sentence there, and so on. Just towards the end of this paragraph, the chapter titled Representative Adventist Doctrinal Literature was left out. Topic 10 to 18 are missing from the atoning sacrifice on the Appendix C, the Atonement. Meanwhile, the Spanish version was published as a 18-4-part series in El Ministerio Adventista from January, March 1960 to May, June 1978. Under the shorter title, Preguntas sobre Doctrinas. It continued to be published for 2 more years after the one in Portuguese was concluded because of the larger number of issues within the period in which the series did not appear, so it was published irregularly. The version in Spanish showed also a much larger percentage of suppressions. And it seems that in certain, I am just adding a little note here. It seems that whenever space did not allow, they just left out the last paragraph or so of the chapter. And sometimes they went on and then they referred back. You are on page 14 and they say it will continue on page 10. So it was quite irregularly. We will skip this part because it's a more technical one. But towards the end, top of page 81, one might guess that appendix compiled from Ellen White that I just referred a little bit earlier, that were left out in this series, all the appendixes on Ellen White, might have been left out because of their similarities with above mentioned compilations which came out in El Ministerio Adventista between 1956 and 57. Let me just explain that the Portuguese version had appendixes. on Ellen White, and the Spanish, no. The reason probably is because they were published earlier already and they would not duplicate. This is just a guessing. But let's continue on page 81. Noteworthy in January, February 1960, when the Questions on Doctrine series began to come out in Portuguese and Spanish, the second theology extension program for the South American division was taking place at Brazil College in São Paulo with the presence of 145 pastors from the whole division field. The program lasted for 8 weeks, with classes being taught by Roy Allen Anderson, Arthur White, Charles Whitby. According to Mario Veloso, Andreessen's classes on evangelistic leadership dealt quite extensively with justification by faith and the evangelical dialogues of the 1950s. There was, however, some opposition from a few Brazilian pastors with legalistic tendencies. Yet, as a strong defender of Questions on Doctrine, he strengthened the confidence of the pastors in its theological postulates. The series in El Ministerio Adventista, El Ministerio Adventista, reached the whole ministerial body of the South America Division in the 1960s and 1970s, but their impact was diluted over the period of 16 years for the version in Portuguese and over 18 years for the version in Spanish of the publication. Unless somebody would take the initiative of collecting the articles, they would end up forgotten very soon within the back issues of those magazines. So, the succeeding generations of ministers were hardly exposed to those series, except for some sporadic classroom allusions. Yet, there was at least a few theology professors who believed that the content of those series was too valuable to remain forgotten within the old magazine issues. Book Form in Spanish, 1986. The publication of the book form's version of Questions on Doctrine in Spanish was a long nurtured dream of the theology faculty of River Plate Adventist College, now River Plate Adventist University, Argentina, which took some 12 years to be implemented. Involved in the process were the technicalities of retyping the series published in El Ministerio Adventista between 1960 and 1978, redoing imprecise translations and translating missing parts, as well as preparing the book for publication. Due to the fact that early translation of the article series into Spanish was done by the Buenos Aires Publishing House, its administration was convinced that such edition should be published by their own office. But as time went on and nothing concrete happened, the publishing board of the college finally took over the task. So, Aécio Cairos, president of the board, wrote to the Review and Herald Publishing Association asking permission to publish the book. For his own surprise, he received two conflicting answers to his request. One from the chief editor, granting unconditional permission, and another one from the associate editor, warning strongly against the circulating such a book in Spanish because of its dangerous position on the human nature of Christ. But such a warning was not taken seriously by the theology faculty of River Plate Adventist College, who finally agreed with the content, who fully agreed with the content of Questions on Doctrine. Several translated portions of the book used in the classrooms were already circulating among professors and students without causing any problem. Furthermore, Raul Dedrin's Christology expressed not only in some of his publications, but also in a few classes he taught on that campus. For example, in the 1979 South American Bible Institute and his classes of 1984 for the Master Program of LATS, Latin American Adventist Theological Seminary, were much in line with questions on doctrine. After all, did not the writings of Ellen White point in the very same direction? Why then should a new generation of theology students be deprived from its content? Consequently, the publishing board of the college decided to accept the permission from the chief editor of the Review and Herald and moved on with the publication. Finally, in 1986, a 353-page volume with plastic gum binding was launched in Spanish by Publicaciones CAP, including the whole content of Questions on Doctrine up to page 628. The appendixes were left out due to technical difficulties in typing the and find already translated statements of Ellen White, which, if carried on, would delay even more the release of the book. Eusebius' preface in the edition in Spanish revealed some details of the publication process and demonstrates the positive feeling that prevailed in South America in regard to the content of the book. In it, we read, "The publishing board of River Plate Adventist College is pleased to present the first book form edition of in Spanish of the book Seventh-day Adventists Answer Questions on Doctrine. Without being conceived as a systematic handbook of Adventist doctrines, it comprises many characteristics that allow it to be used in classes of systematic theology as first-level bibliography. Such are, for instance, its panoramic focus as well as the seriousness and precision of its it treats the themes. The general style is descriptive, reproducing with perceivable clarity and argumentative power the historical position of our church in the doctrinal field. However, in many sections it transcends from the descriptive to the constructive, giving its own contribution to the church's permanent task of doctrinal reflection. In spite of the fact that some have objected that precisely in some topics like Christology, this work presents only one of the views held within the denomination. Such objections have been disregarded in the process of the present edition due to the fact that in the positions advocated here are being accepted unanimously for more than two decades in all academic circles of the Adventist theology in South America. The text of this edition follows the translation made for El Ministerio magazine in the beginning of the past decade, except where it seemed to depart somewhat from the original edition, in which cases a new translation was prepared. Due to technical difficulties, the compilation of Ellen G. White's statements that appeared in the original edition has been left out. In the preparation of this edition, we have followed since 1974 a long consulting process, which include the theology faculty of River Plate Adventist College, gave their unanimous approval. Buenos Aires Publishing House prepared the translation into Spanish and for some time considered the possibility of launching its own edition in book form. Review and Herald Publishing Association, owner of the English edition, which supported us and at the same time warned us of the already mentioned objections, and the South American Division honor of the copyrights of the first translation into Spanish, which authorized the present edition. We are sure that the students of South and even larger circles will give a warm welcome to the publication. For the publishing board, Aércio Cairos, chairman. Cairos explained also that it is difficult to know how many copies of the Spanish version of the book were printed, because the same originals were used in subsequent years to make additional copies requested by the professors for their students. While it took almost 30 years for Questions on Doctrine to be published in book form in Spanish, it was only 20 years later that the book became available for the Portuguese-speaking section of the division. Book form in Portuguese. The idea of publishing a book form version of Questions on Doctrine in Portuguese was born in the Brazilian Ellen G. White SCA Research Center when Alberto Tem was still its director. In the mid-1990s, a few student workers at that center typed into electronic form the whole 18 five-part series published in O Ministério Adventista between 1960 and 1976. The original intention was just to put the series together in computer file that would be facilitate its research. But two main factors fostered its publication as a book. One was the increasing number of independent ministries and individuals in Brazil who accused the Seventh-day Adventist Church of having officially apostatized in 1957 with the publication of Questions on Doctrine. Curiously, most of those critics never saw a single copy of the book, but nonetheless blame it vigorously. So, would it not be helpful for the Portuguese-speaking church to have access to the actual content of the book in order to be able to evaluate for themselves the validity of those criticisms? A second encouraging factor was the publication in 2003 by Andrews University Press of the annotated edition of Questions on Doctrine. If the long out-of-print book came again off the press in a self-explanatory edition, why such edition could not be published also in Portuguese? So, with a special agreement between the Brazilian Adventist Ellen G. White Research Center and the Brazilian Publishing House, the electronic version of the 85-part series was sent to Pastor Josimir Albino de Nascimento for revision and language updating of the already existing translation, as well as for the new translation of the introduction and the notes. Let me just add here that the book has not yet come off the press. The agreement was just made, and it will be probably next month be printed. In regard to the concluding remarks, my time just went over. I have just to point out orally, without reading, that there was a preparation in South America by the publication of those articles, those compilations of Ellen White first, then came the series. We have the Spanish one that came out, published by the by River Plate Adventist College, and now there is the Portuguese ready to be printed. The Questions on Doctrine in the English original reached not only the church, but outside the church also, had an influence. And the question is, will the Portuguese version also have an influence outside the Adventist ranks? We are in doubt about this. While here in the US, you will see that to a certain extent, the publication of the book helped the church to be accepted within the evangelical ranks. In Brazil, we are still regarded in the same line as in the pre-Questions on Doctrine period as a heretical sect. And when the Christian Research Institute branch was established in Brazil, Walter Martin went down there to the inauguration ceremony, and there was a big fight between him and the local director of the center, because the local director said, we cannot accept Seventh-day Adventists as evangelical denomination. So, as my last sentence, only the passing of time will allow us to answer properly some of the questions in regard to what will be the influence of the publication in Portuguese. Thank you.